They're going to televise the January 6th hearings. Stephen Colbert called it America's Got Treason. He announced the Late Show will go live tonight after the primetime January 6th committee hearings. Colbert said they're destined to go down in the annals of live TV, like the Watergate hearings, the moon landing, and the time Walter Cronkite was swallowed by a python. Now here's the deal. All the major outfits, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, will be covering the hearings live, while the Fox News channel will stay with its usual primetime lineup. Well, that's actually good. No, it's actually good. We'll hear directly from the people who planned the coup. I'll just jump in here. Yeah, Fox not covering it. I saw it was a tweet. It might have been from The Daily Show. I can't remember who it was from, that said Fox would be airing a special about Hillary Clinton, where was she the night Betty White died, which is also a funny joke. Back to Colbert, the Proud Boys are going to be prominently featured during the live hearings on Thursday. Now, if you're not familiar with the Proud Boys, that sounds lovely, but as a refresher, they're a far-right, anti-immigrant, all-male group who take their name from an obscure show tune from the Disney musical Aladdin entitled Proud of Your Boy. It was actually their second Disney song choice. Originally, they were the Super Fragilisticexpialidocious. I can't even do it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Very good, Stephen Colbert. Here's a question. Is John Mulaney's star is starting to sag a little bit? Saw this from Syracuse.com. John Mulaney will perform at the Upstate Medical University Arena on Sunday, June 12th. Tickets have been on sale since December, but the center announced on Monday that a limited number of discounted tickets are now available for $25. Prices previously ranged from $55.50 to $125.50. Syracuse.com says Ticketmaster appears to show a large number of seats now available for $45.50 as well. Interesting. Hey, how about this Scrubs revival? I'm psyched. There was a panel at the ATX TV Festival the other day. Creator Bill Lawrence was there, as stars Zach Braff, Donald Faison, Sarah Chalk, John C. McGinley, Judy Reyes, and Neil Flynn. That's awesome. Lawrence said, "We're so grateful any of you still cared. Gives us an excuse to hang out together. We're happy to spend time with each other in any way." There was a question, could there be a reboot or revival? Faison said, "Here's the deal. I think we all want a reboot and want to work together again, but couldn't be a full season. Maybe like a movie or something we could shoot in a few months. What everything Bill is doing now, he's never going to be free again. If he finds the time, we'll do it." I'm looking at the cast here. I think other than Bill Lawrence, I don't think the rest of them are that busy. Bill Lawrence is the co-creator of Ted Lasso, by the way. We're going to talk about Ted in a second. Lawrence said, "We're going to do it." Yes, because people still care about it and we enjoy spending time with each other. The cast addressed whether or not it would be a musical. Bill Lawrence said, "I don't know if there'll be a Scrubs musical unless this cast all say they want to do that. Do you really want to hear Sarah sing? No, you don't." I'm a big Scrubs fan. I watched that from the beginning. Loved it. Even liked the last season that was a little funky. I really hope they bring the show back. Might be a little contrived getting everyone back together as they had all gone their separate ways towards the end there, but I guess they could make that work. All right, Ted Lasso. Seems like season three is going to be it. That's been the plan all along. Brett Goldstein spoke to UK's Sunday Times and said season three will be the last. He says, "We're writing it like that. It was planned as three seasons. Spoiler alert, everyone dies." Oh no. Imagine they did that. That would be amazing. Like they win the championship and then they're on a plane for, I don't know, some sort of European soccer tournament and they all die. People would lose their mind. Do that. That'd be amazing. What We Do in the Shadows, coming back, new season, July 12th. Great show. If you haven't watched it, I'll dumb it down for you. It's The Office, but vampires. It's also gotten a two-season renewal beyond the season that's about to come up. That's awesome. The new season, season four, you'll also get season five and six. A suit at FX said, "There's a lot of life left in our favorite vampires from Staten Island, and FX couldn't be more thrilled to commit to two seasons, blah, blah, blah." From Deadline, Carol Burnett has joined the cast of Mrs. American Pie. That's an Apple comedy series starring Kristen Wiig, Ricky Martin, Allison Janney, and a bunch of others. Carol Burnett will star as Norma, who is the grand dame of Palm Beach High Society, the keeper of secrets, with more than a few of her own. In case you're curious, and I was, Google tells me Carol Burnett is 89. Do you like Call of Duty? If you like Call of Duty, you're probably excited. They're going to tell you about the new Call of Duty today, but they have released a teaser for what they're going to announce today. In the teaser, Pete Davidson is in this thing. You see, you didn't see that coming. Yes, Call of Duty starring Pete Davidson. The new trailer sees Pete Davidson riding along with iconic Call of Duty characters Price and Ghost, while himself not knowing how to do much in the way of fighting. After mishandling a rocket launcher, Price and Ghost agree to leave Davidson in the truck. From the Daily Mail, the Till This Day podcast has an interview with Bob Saget recorded late in life. I listened to this podcast the other day, and I hated the production choices on it, and it made me stop listening to it. I would have liked to have heard what Saget said, but just wasn't feeling it. I don't know what they're doing. Artistic, changing speeds, and just run the interview as is. In the interview, Bob Saget said, "I would have been medicated in today's world in my 20s for extreme depression, like carrying it around all the time. I would act out, I'd have a very bad temper, and I would yell. I never hit anybody, but I would yell. It was upsetting to do that, and I would do that in relationships. I would do it with my ex-wife. I did it in almost every relationship I've been in. Sometimes alcohol would add to that." The Hollywood Reporter spoke to Roy Wood Jr. Roy said, "What I noticed that Trevor Noah did, and I'll be honest in saying that I stole this from him, if something's heavy, meaning a topic, slow down, let it sit. So much of my comedy is up-tempo, it's frantic. For this new special, I slowed down a lot. A thing that I think happened in 2020 is that people became more in touch with their feelings. Comedy that makes you feel something positive or negative to me is more effective and is just as important as comedy that makes you laugh. There are comedians that are out to solve it, but I'm here to talk about it. We're not going to solve it. Trevor gives the audience time to process their feelings, and I think we have to give that to audiences now." I may have mentioned on this podcast that I am training for the New York City Marathon. I ran the marathon back in 2013, and I got a bid for this year, and I'm starting to ramp up my running and hoping that my knee holds up. Now, today, I wanted to do some cross training because my legs were feeling a little tired, and I did Fight Camp. Fight Camp is awesome. So I got this box. It came with two gloves and some wraps and these like trainer tracking devices that you put in the wraps, and then you open up the app, and a fighting trainer shows you what to do. So this morning, I did 20 minutes of, I don't know how to box, teach me. And I had so much fun. And at the end of 20 minutes, yeah, I was sweaty. Felt like some exercise. I was totally looking to do more. But not having done the set of exercise yet, I didn't want to get carried away. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I feel great. And then the next day, you can't even lift your arms. So I'm like, let me just do the 20 minutes and see how this goes. But it's called Fight Camp. It's an app. I was running it on my iPhone. If you have little to no boxing experience, Fight Camp has your back. They've created programs specifically designed to teach you the basics of boxing, hello, and kickboxing. I can't even lift my legs. I got to try that, though. My wife will do the kickboxing. She did a kickboxing class a couple years ago. Basics of boxing and kickboxing, so you can build a strong foundation. There are quick workouts, maximizing efficiency with high-intensity interval training. You can get a killer workout in as little as 20 minutes. That's what I did. Thousands of classes, new workouts added every week. You'll always find something new. You can use the filters to pick different workout styles, lengths, trainers. You know, sometimes you like a trainer a little more than another trainer. Know what I'm saying? Difficulty levels, easy. You will never get bored. Fight Camp gives real-time data during your workout so you can track your progress. Yeah, guess who was losing the fight to the trainer? Me. Work towards guided goals. See exactly how you're improving over time. Hey, it was my first time. Full body workout, best of both cardio and strength training into one, an intense full body workout. Hey, the copy here says we promise you'll be sore. Uh-oh. Good thing I only did 20 minutes. I don't want to be sore. Boxing requires focus. Precise combinations push you to think about every punch you throw. Yeah, the guy was explaining to me like what a one is and a four and a six. And it's like, okay, one, one, two, one, one, two. And I was like, wait, what? So I had to focus. But then I got it. Now I got it. I'm looking forward to doing this again tomorrow. I'm going to do the exact same beginner program because now I feel like I get it. Fight Camp comes with all the gear you need to start boxing from home, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. It takes up less space than you think. If you have enough room to do a push-up, you have enough room for Fight Camp. You can even get the whole family involved. Yeah, there's separate logins so your wife doesn't mess up your stats like she does on, you know, other things that you might use in the basement. Just saying. All right, Fight Camp, you're going to do it, right? Can we go to joinfightcamp.com? Promo code DCN, right? Promo code DCN. Be sure to use promo code DCN. Support Daily Comedy News and get free shipping. Fight Camp. Joinfightcamp.com. Promo code DCN. Do it. Today on Netflix, Standout, an LGBTQ plus celebration, the largest ever gathering of LGBTQ plus comics. Vulture asked a few comedians, what do you wish more people understood about planning and producing a comedy special? A partner on Churla said, if you're not shooting and producing it yourself, you have less say-so as to the creative choices than people might think you do. Doug Benson said, stand-up comedy on TV can only be so good. It's a performance style that's best experienced in person. Every special you watch on TV, the people who are at the taping had more fun or were more engaged than your butt at home on the sofa. Well-spoken Doug Benson. Natalie Palamides had one of the best specials. I guess that was 2020, right? That was fantastic. Natalie said, a lot of comedians shoot two shows back to back and the turnaround for my messy ass shows should be their own special. I'll be re-gluing hair to my chest real fast or getting eggshell out of my butt real fast while a group of solid friends are blow drying my costume. During my turnaround for my Amazon UK special, we put blow dryers in my shoes and they shrunk so badly my feet could barely fit and the soles of the shoes were peeling off. The heel of my shoe fell off mid-performance and as a result, I fell on my butt. It was great. And from the BBC, John Petrie, director of comedy, has laid out his plans for the future of BBC comedy. He was speaking at the BBC Comedy Festival, and the head of the BBC was covered by the BBC, so this might be a little insider, you know what I'm saying? But according to the BBC boss at the BBC Comedy Festival, the BBC will invest an extra £10 million in a high-impact comedy program over the next 2 years. BBC Comedy will double the number of half-hour pilots made. Mackenzie Crook and Toby Jones will return for a Detectorists special. Jack Whitehall is bringing back Bad Education with a 10-year anniversary special, followed by a new 6-part series. Okay. Comedians Jack Carroll and Tom Gregory bring a new short-form comedy called Mobility. And the hit series' Jerk, The Cleaner, and Guilt have all been recommissioned. John Petrie, director of BBC Comedy, says, BBC Comedy's doing phenomenally well. Under my leadership, of course it is. He didn't say that part. Last year, iPlayer had 538 million requests for comedy shows. The BBC is by far the biggest fish in the pond when it comes to comedy. All right. And from mag.com, let's meet KC Mack. He's a Lake Highlands Junior High teacher and stand-up comedian. He's one of 6 teacher comedians on the Bored Teachers Comedy Tour. I love it. He's a special education instructor at the Lake Highlands Junior High and says no matter how famous he becomes, he'll never leave the classroom. Oh, we'll see, Mr. NBC sitcom someday. After all, that's where he finds his best material, in the classroom. Hey, KC Mack, what comedians inspired you when you were growing up? He said, I love Jamie Foxx, Bernie Mac, and Martin Lawrence, and Richard Pryor, and other greats. Hey, KC Mack, you have a catchphrase that you say in most of the videos, right? And he said, yeah. So here's the thing. I use a lot of satire, and I say, I hate it here. I sometimes have to explain myself. I don't mean I hate it at the school or this profession. It's a turn of phrase that refers to this headspace I'm in, the reflexive response to a momentary frustration. I'm in the drive-thru and get the wrong order, so I hate it here. My fries are too salty. Hate it here. It's a reaction to this speck of time, and it's a joke. All right, tell us about this tour, dude. Bored Teachers is a platform for content creators who are also educators. They'll be in Dallas June 17th. Then they're going international. They're going to Australia and Canada. I love this because it gives me an opportunity to take it from the classroom to the stage. He is KC Mack. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.